The Old Man in the Corner by Baroness Orzi. Read by Martin Swain for Ukemi Audiobooks. Chapter 1. The Fenchurch Street Mystery. The man in the corner pushed aside his glass and leant across the table. "Mysteries," he commented. "There is no such thing as a mystery in connection with any crime, provided intelligence is brought to bear upon its investigation." Very much astonished, Polly Burton looked over the top of her newspaper and fixed a pair of very severe, coldly inquiring brown eyes upon him. She had disapproved of the man from the instant when he shuffled across the shop and sat down opposite to her. At the same marble-topped table, which already held her large coffee, threepence, her Roland butter, tuppence, and plate of tongue, sixpence. Now this particular corner, this very same table, that special view of the magnificent marble hall, known as the Norfolk Street branch of the aerated bread company's depots, were Polly's own corner, table and view. Here she had partaken of 11 pennyworth of luncheon and 1 pennyworth of daily information ever since that glorious, never-to-be-forgotten day when she was enrolled on the staff of the Evening Observer, we'll call it that if you please, and became a member of that illustrious and world-famed organisation known as the British Press. She was a personality, was Miss Burton of the Evening Observer. Her cards were printed thus: Miss Mary J. Burton, Evening Observer. She had interviewed Miss Ellen Terry and the Bishop of Madagascar, Mr. Seymour Hicks and the Chief Commissioner of Police. She had been present at the last Marlborough House garden party, in the cloakroom, that is to say, where she caught sight of Lady Thingamy's hat, Miss Whatchamacall's sunshade, and of various other things modistical or fashionable, all of which were duly described under the heading Royalty and Dress in the early afternoon edition of the Evening Observer. The article itself is signed M.J.B. and is to be found in the files of that leading Halfpennyworth. For these reasons, and for various others too, Polly felt irate with the man in the corner, and told him so with her eyes, as plainly as any pair of brown eyes can speak. She had been reading an article in the Daily Telegraph. The article was palpitatingly interesting. Had Polly been commenting audibly upon it? Certain it is that the man over there had spoken in direct answer to her thoughts. She looked at him and frowned. The next moment she smiled. Miss Burton, of the Evening Observer, had a keen sense of humour, which 2 years' association with the British Press had not succeeded in destroying.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?